Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
The price of potential. Everyone has it, but you pay for what you're given. That's the paradox. It demands obsession, sacrifice, because potential means nothing without persistence.
You're kind of programmed to do that. Middle school, high school, you have to go to college to get this job to do this. Like the idea of getting into like a trade or getting into like, oh, I think I have this awesome business idea. That is the minority by far. To branch off from this conditioned path. And it's not like it's bad, but so many people might have been able to do so many awesome things if they could really do what they wanted to do instead of just, you know, following the beaten path.
If you're succeeding in a life that you hate, imagine how great you'd be at one that you actually enjoyed.
You are the only thing that matters. Believe in what you believe in. Nobody else matters. You have to hold yourself accountable. You have to hold yourself to your truth. You have to hold yourself to your beliefs. Don't worry about the haters. Don't worry about the naysayers, because they ain't. At the end of the day, be true, be loyal, be perseverant.
No one in this world is like your master. What is it that I'm trying to spread to the world? I'm spreading self-mastery. You are your master. You take your life into the hands and decide in which direction you want to take it. It's just that you need the right methods and the right tools sometimes to go in the right direction. And that's what it is about.
No matter how bad it is, our moments of greatest growth typically come after our biggest upsets. I'm not saying that grieving is bad or that you need to tough it out. Independent of whatever it is that you're going through. I'm stating that you do not need to act out your feelings. In other words, just because you feel like it doesn't mean you need to act like shit, treat other people like shit, or treat yourself like shit. And I think separating our feelings from how we behave is a sign of maturity, which has almost nothing to do with how old you are, only how skilled you are. And that means that you can work on it. And if that's not a hopeful message, I don't know what is.
Forget everything you've done. Forget all the wins, all the losses. Work today as if it was day one. Work the way you wanted it when you first started. Work with the passion and desire you had in the beginning that made you excited to wake up in the morning. Don't you ever lose that feeling.
It sounds harsh, doesn't it? No one cares, work harder. But sometimes the truth is harsh, and the truth is exactly what you need to hear. Because the world doesn't owe you anything. It doesn't care about your excuses. It doesn't care how tired you are, how hard your life has been, or how many obstacles stand in your way. The world rewards one thing: results. The illusion of sympathy. We grow up thinking that if we struggle enough, if we suffer enough, someone will come along and fix it. Someone will give us a break. Someone will see how hard it's been and say, you've had it tough, so here's success. But that's not how life works. No one is coming to save you. The truth is, most people are too busy with their own problems to care about yours. And that's not cruel. That's reality. So you have a choice. You can sit there, hoping for someone to care enough to fix your life. Or you can stand up and fix it yourself. Your excuses don't matter, tired. So is everyone else. Broke. So is someone out there working two jobs and still finding time to chase their dreams. Busy. We all are. Your excuses might be valid, but they don't change the outcome. You could have every reason in the world to quit, but no one cares. Because excuses don't pay the bills. Excuses don't build legacies. Excuses don't make dreams come true. Work harder. The difference between winners and everyone else. It's not talent. It's not luck. It's not privilege. Timing or connections. The difference is this. Winners show up when they don't feel like it. They work when no one's watching. They grind when there's no applause. No recognition, no guarantee. While others are busy explaining why they can't, winners are too busy doing it. Step one, kill the victim mentality. The moment you start thinking life is unfair, you lose. Because life is unfair. It's unfair for everyone. Some people start with more, some with less. But success doesn't care about where you started. It cares about where you're going. The second you stop feeling sorry for yourself, you gain power. Not over the world, over yourself. And that's where real strength comes from. Step two, stop waiting for motivation. Motivation is a luxury. You don't need it. You don't wait for motivation to brush your teeth. You don't wait for motivation to eat when you're hungry. You just do it. Because it's part of surviving. So why do you treat your dreams any differently? Why do you act like chasing your potential is optional? It's not. Show up. Do the work. No matter how you feel. Step three, get obsessed with progress. Forget perfection. Forget being the best. Just get better. Every day, one inch closer. One rep stronger. One mistake wiser. One step further. Small wins stacked over time. Create unstoppable momentum. And once you fall in love with progress, you won't need anyone to care. Because you'll care. Step four. Let your results speak. You don't need to tell people how hard you're working. You don't need validation. You don't need sympathy. You need results. When you succeed, people notice. When you win, people respect you. When you achieve, people suddenly care. But by then, it won't matter to you, because you'll have already done it. Without their permission, without their approval, without their applause, no one cares about your struggles. But that's your advantage. When you realize no one's coming to save you, you stop waiting, you stop expecting, you stop hoping someone will do the work for you, and that's when you become dangerous, because now you're the one in control. You decide how hard you work. You decide how far you go. You decide who you become. So stop looking for pity. Stop waiting for permission. Stop hoping someone will care. No one cares. Work harder. And when you do, you'll realize you never needed them to care anyway. Because you were always enough. You just had to prove it to yourself.
What's the biggest irrational fear that you have besides being unsuccessful? I guess not being enough or not being good enough. And I don't know who for. I don't know who I am scared of not being good enough for or enough for, but just that energy, that insufficient, unwanted, the sense that you always need to prove yourself, you always need to sort of offer the world something in order for it to love you back. The fear of not being enough driven an awful lot of what I've done. And I think it's very common for a lot of people, this the fear of abandonment, sense of always sort of being on the outside. The weird thing is that it is potent fuel to drive you to go and do some pretty magnificent things, but it's toxic if you use it for too long. So I'm working hard at trying to switch from diesel to electric in that regard.
How you spend your days is how you spend your life. If you are not prioritizing the daily actions necessary to achieve your goals, you will never arrive at where you would like to be. I mean, how can tomorrow be any better than today if you don't do anything different today? You will never change your life for the better unless you change something you do daily. So care less about results and more about your daily habits, because world-class results automatically follow world-class habits.
Take it from me. You can build up your body all you want. All the push-ups, all the sit-ups, all the weightlifting, all the running and cardio. But until you build your mind, until you build up your mind, you're just building a bigger, faster, stronger, subpar version of the person that you were created to be. I've never once looked at any loss as if I didn't have the right physical gifts. It was only the battle between my ears that I have lost at times. Seasons where I felt less than, seasons where I didn't believe in myself as much as I should, and really it all goes back to the work that we are doing inside of our mind. So you can build up the physical body all you want, but until you take ownership, extreme ownership, of what's going on in the battle between your ears, then and only then will you become the person that you were created to be.
Many times, we block ourselves and we use these words almost like we're in a trance, like we're sleepwalking through life, that we find ways to cancel out our dreams. And I think that but is a dream killer, that a lot of things that we want to do, a lot of places we would like to go, a lot of things we would like to experience, and we just stop at but. And we build a case. In fact, but is an argument for our limitations. And when we argue for our limitations, we get to keep them. But will cause you to hide out behind fear. But will cause you to come up with all type of excuses that you can validate your inaction and not acting on your dream.
Your future is going to be what you make of it. If you want to be great at something, you're going to have to put all your commitment and effort and discipline into doing just that. Things aren't handed to you as you get older. In fact, the things that I actually work for the most, that's what I value the most.
Until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what, I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, with the time that I have left in my life, I really want to start to enjoy myself. I want to take better care of myself. I want to feel happy. You don't even have to believe you deserve it yet. You could just want it. You've got to start there. You've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
Well, let's say you've got a kid and you want the kid to improve. You don't set them a bar that's so high that it's impossible for them to attain it. You take a look at the kid and you think, okay, this kid's got this range of skill. Here's a challenge we can throw at him or her that exceeds their current level of skill, but gives them a reasonable probability of success. It's like, well, I don't know how to start improving my life. Someone might say that. And I would say, well, you're not aiming low enough. There's something you could do that you are regarding as trivial, that you could do, that you would do, that would result in an actual improvement. But it's not a big enough improvement for you, so you won't lower yourself enough to take the opportunity.
So instead of people living in fear, feeling stressed out, feeling powerless, feeling like victims, I think it should be a time that we need to begin to look at ways that we can become an active force in our own lives. Look at ways when we can decide to take charge of our own destiny. Look at ways when we can decide to design a life of substance and begin to truly live our dreams.
You should never ignore the way you feel, but don't you dare allow the way you feel to keep you from showing up. If you're overwhelmed, go to the gym overwhelmed and just try your best. If you're sad, cook a healthy dinner for yourself with tears rolling down your face. When life becomes too much, the last thing you need is to abandon yourself. I will never tell you to be distracted from what's going on with you. So please give yourself the courage to maintain the best version of yourself, even in the hardest moments.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
How do you make your suffering useful? How can you make your pain useful? That'd be the question that I would ask anybody, because I think the answer to that question is really the answer that everyone's chasing. Because if suffering has no meaning, if suffering has no purpose, then this life sucks. It's just shit. If suffering has no purpose or meaning, and everyone is going to experience suffering. That's what separates me from this machine, is this machine will never suffer. What makes me human is my suffering. If you can tap into how you can use your suffering to help other people, that is maximum joy. How do you remix suffering into joy? I would ask anybody that. And not everybody has an answer to that. And those people who don't have an answer are not gonna be happy people, because suffering is guaranteed.
You know, there's like that 2 a.m. motivation that people talk about. There's something deep in your subconscious that is saying something is seriously wrong. The reason that you're not experiencing that enough to actually change anything is because you continue to distract yourself. We live in a world full of distractions. I mean, just at our fingertips, we have accessibility to the world. The most entertaining and captivating content that exists on planet Earth at any moment of the day. So it's hard not to distract yourself. That's why it's the harder decision to make. The struggle that you endure comes later when you choose to live a life of stagnation, because being distracted is comfortable. You know, as they say, ignorance is bliss. But there is one day when your time starts to run out
that exists within the future, where you can no longer be ignorant to the fact that you've wasted your life. That is a day I do not wish on my worst enemy.
It says, I've learned that no matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life does go on, and it would be better tomorrow. I've learned that you could tell a lot about a person by the way he or she handles adversity. I've learned that making a living is not the same thing as making a life. I've learned that life sometimes gives you a second chance. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw some things back. I've learned that whenever I decide something with an open heart, I usually make the right decision. I've learned that even when I have pains, I don't have to be one. I've learned that every day, you should reach out and touch somebody.
This is it. There has never been a more perfect day than today to put it all on the line. From the moment this video ends to the moment you're in bed, you're going to be focused. You're going to be locked in. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about whether or not you're going to be able to keep this up. Just focus on today. Use every ounce of your being to become the best possible version of yourself. One day to change your life forever. If you're able to do that, you'll realize the potential that you've always had, and you will never look back.
I read a quote that said, "Time is going to pass anyway, whether you spend it how you want or let it slip by. The question is, will you look back and wonder where it went? People will always have something to say about your choices, but you get to decide how much space their words take up in your mind. It's about recognizing whose opinions are given out of care for you, and which ones are just noise trying to throw you off your course. Good things don't come with strings attached. You don't have to feel guilty for letting go and letting your life get better.
You get to decide who you are. The things that dictate our lives are our beliefs. Your life is as good as you believe it's going to be. I think 95% of life is how you look at it, and 5% is what happens to you.
Understand that you have one life. How you live it is your choice. If you can dream it, if you can believe it, you can achieve it with the right energy input, the amount of work ethic necessary, and a good attitude. It can potentially become yours. Don't let life pass you by. You will either be a byproduct of chance, or you will take life and own it, because you're only as good as the decisions that you make.
Want to achieve something serious, you need to be serious. You can't achieve something seriously impactful if you're joking around and if you're losing your focus all the time, and if nothing is important in a way to you. So that means setting priorities, knowing when is the time to invest the energy, when it is the time to release energy, when is it good now to recover, when are you really feeling this is now starting to be the limit. These are all very, very fine aspects that only you know.
I like to say that the big secret behind disruption is not having any idea how it's supposed to be done. And if you have no idea how something's supposed to be done, I guarantee you, you will end up being disruptive. But the key is you have to embrace not knowing. If you let what you don't know become your greatest asset, you are bound to do things very differently. Everything that we're doing is because someone else showed us how to do it. Close your eyes and pretend like you have no idea how to do your job. Just sit in that space for a minute. What comes up? If no one has shown you how to do your job, how would you be doing it?
And you fight. Always move forward. Even if you're only moving forward half an inch at a time, just always move forward. So when you're moving forward, 100% of your attention is forward. But if you're moving backward, even a half an inch at a time, half of your attention is always behind you and where you're going. So always move forward. Always have it, dare to go forward. Whenever you have a choice of either staying still and playing it safe, or moving forward, move forward. Life is very perverse in a way, because the more we seek security, the less we have it. And the more we seek opportunity, the more we have security.
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? What are you going to give up? What are you going to sacrifice? What are you willing to forgo?
If I could go back, I'd tell younger me, you're going to do some pretty great things, but you do not need to be great. All you have to do is be yourself. That will always be enough.
I would say never give up. And that widens out to whatever lens you want to put it in. I think as long as we are breathing, we have a chance, we are all eventually going to get to the finish line. I don't know, if you just attack every day with persistence and follow your excitement and enthusiasm and never give up, especially through those hard times, because I'm not going to act like it's all roses and candy canes. There'll be a bunch of hard times. Do your best, try to do the best you can, and never give up.
No, you're okay. You're going to be okay. In due time, you'll find your way, and the pain will not have been in vain. The pain isn't even to blame. It showed you more of yourself than it paved a brand new lane. The rain grows forests and trees and leaves. It starts off as a seed and then it proceeds. It's going to come together in a time that makes sense. You're going to look back and wonder how it all managed to be more than you could dream. Don't be afraid of where you are right now. This is not forever.
Powerful weapon in the world. We walk around with it. It's our mind. It's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we're even born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
Your heart is smashed into 1,000 pieces and the nights are unusually long. It is simply called winter time. But here's what you got to do in your own personal development, your own personal growth, and that is just get better at handling the winters. You can't change the winter, you can't change the seasons, but you can change yourself. You say, well, what can I do about the upcoming winters of my life? The challenges that I know I'm going to face. Here's what you can do. You can get wiser and stronger and better. Just make a list of that trio of words. Wiser, stronger, and better. Go home smarter than you came. Go home with more ideas than you came with. Next, get stronger. You can develop the muscle. You can develop the courage muscle. You can develop the inspiration muscle. You can develop the dedication muscle. You can get stronger. There isn't anybody here that can't get stronger. Next time we see you, may not even recognize you. How strong you're going to be able to become in language, in style, in personality, the ability to cope, the ability to handle with anything that happens, no matter what happens. And the third one is get better.
No, you don't need to dream bigger. You don't need a vision board. And you don't need to meditate about your goals every morning. What you need is to master the anti. Understand that everybody receives the same advice. But if that stuff works, you would see successful people every way you looked. The difference between those who make it and those who don't is that the winners understand where they don't want to be. Think about it. Why is it that you cram the night before the test? It's not because you want to pass, but it's because you want to avoid failure. That's why you need an anti-vision. Ask yourself questions such as these. Who don't I want to be? What life would I hate to live? What work would I not want to do? And once you have these answers, you're going to have the motivation needed in order to actually make progress towards your goals. When you combine the vision with its opposite, you become a force so unstoppable that success has no choice but to find you.
If you want to be a winner, it will get harder before it gets easier. If you're on the path for anything that's great or good, it will be pure hell. Then you start hitting adversity, people start making fun of you, you're not getting the progress as fast as you want it, and what do? You quit. If you want to win, quit quitting. What would your life look like today if all the things that you said you would do in the past, you actually did?
All I want you to do right now is pause, and really sit with yourself and ask yourself this question. Do my daily habits align with the person that I want to become? Sit with that. Be real, be honest, be vulnerable. Do your daily habits and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. Does it align with the person that you want to become? Sit with that and be honest with yourself. And if the answer is yes, keep on going, keep on growing, keep on making the shifts you need to make.
If the answer is no, that is okay. But how can we start today? To start making small changes towards the person that we want to become. How can we start today?
You said, I'm going to do this, and you don't do it. You scan yourself. What do you have to lose? You got nothing to your name. You have no resources. You have no network. What do you have to fucking lose besides going after and chasing it, bro? Chase it. Like your life depends on it, because it does. It's your life, bro. You need to look at yourself in the mirror tonight and be like, what am I willing to sacrifice in order to make it? What bad habits do I have to put down? What bullshit have I been taught that isn't real? What circles do I have to surround myself with? What networks do I have to be with? There is no going back from this, guys. For the rest of your life, there is no going back.
It's never too late to think about what your dream is, and your dream is the thing that brings you the most joy. But when you write down your fears and write down your flaws and write down your insecurities and write down the pressures that you feel and look at them and say to yourself, I'm good, then you'll be truly creative and uninterrupted, which is what you deserve to be.
I'm just in a mindset right now where I'm trying to be locked in more than I ever have been in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm just locked in with me. No one finna grind for me. You know what I'm saying? These dreams are gonna catch by themselves. My family's life is not gonna change unless I put in the work. And I feel comfortable with that pressure.
What are you saving yourself for? I get it. This workout is hard. This training is hard. This practice is hard. This workday is hard. And you're getting to that point where you're feeling extremely challenged. And so you decide to hold back, to reserve some of that energy, to reserve some of that effort. I'm going to save it. But what are you saving it for? What are you saving yourself for? You're going to go to sleep that night. You're going to get to restore that energy. So why would you not empty out everything you can possibly give in the day? Why wouldn't you push yourself to your absolute limits? Those willing to risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. So when you get tired, when you get to that point where you feel like stopping because it's challenging, what are you saving yourself for?
I'm not motivated. I'm obsessed. Obsessed with every part of the process. I've romanticized every aspect of it. The process of understanding who I am, what I'm here to do, and how to do it. I put it in simple terms on purpose, because I've found that the more words you use to describe something so deeply complex, the more you water it down. I know at least part of you understands, not because we live a similar life, not because we share the same beliefs, but because we both possess a soul that comes from the same origin. The soul is what allows us to feel at the deepest level. It translates what is beyond our capability to logically process and allows us to feel it in its purest form. I am obsessed because I feel life. I am immersed in it because I believe evil disguises itself in your own thoughts. It will whisper that your vision is too unorthodox, too far-fetched to be real, and it will make you believe that doubt is your own. But what is pure to the soul, what resonates at the deepest level, needs no rationalization, no analysis, no justification. It only needs to be accepted, felt, and embraced. When you do this, when you surrender what is true within you, you will be guided, not by temptation, not by deception, not by the manipulation of evil, but by the undeniable pull of your soul.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets, the less action you take, the more consequences you have, the more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, the more food you eat, the fatter you get, all these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things, and yet you're content with being average. At the end of the day, the keys are in your hands, bro. It's on you to go make the shit count.
I can't say this enough. Stop waiting. You could get hit by a bus next week. Do not waste your life waiting, worrying, or wishing for things to change. You gotta want it enough to do the work. Your dreams have a brick path that will get paved every single day, one brick at a time. Stop killing your potential by thinking and doubting. You guys have dreams. You got a world to change. You got money to make. Get your butts out there and go do it.
The answer of when should I is almost always right now. Nobody has been happy that they've sat on something that's been eating away at them in the history of life. The answer's now.
There's no competition in being successful because everyone else is preoccupied with being a professional and making excuses. Eating healthy is not expensive, but people lie to themselves to the bitter end about that, all just to avoid a bit of effort. Everyone's got 30 minutes to an hour a day to set aside and work out, but God forbid we put some time into being a little bit uncomfortable. We know exactly what to do to be better. We know exactly what successful people did to get to where they are. And if you happen to be a part of the 1% that actually follow suit, congrats on the free pass to the top.
Bro, start over. Just start over. It's a brand new day. It doesn't matter who you were yesterday or last week or last month or last year. It doesn't matter if people know you to be a certain person or to have certain personality traits. Who do you want to be today? What personality traits do you want to have today? What do you want to value today? What a lot of people don't realize is that at any point, you can just change who you are. You can go from being selfish to being selfless. You can go from being undisciplined to being disciplined. You can go from being a complete asshole to being kind. All of that is a choice. All of that is within your power. Zero people on earth are stopping you from doing that. It is your own discomfort. It is your own unwillingness to change. You are the only person stopping you from embodying the traits you want to embody and being the person that you ultimately want to be. There's a lot of you have no control over. This is one of the things you do. If you are not behaving like the person you want to be and you are not doing the things that the person you want to be would do, that is on you. So if you don't like what's going on, start over.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die. Or our legacy will live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's gotta be built right. Or we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse. Just like life itself, man. You go after things, you try them. Even if you fail, you get back up and you continue to try and fail, continue to try and fail, and ensuring you never fail to try. Because nothing's impossible. It's just a spelling of impossible. It's spelled impossible.
People want their life to be free of struggle and conflict. They want a smooth path in front of them. When you face adversity, or things aren't going quite well, you have to reassess who you are. You have to reassess your opinions. You have to say, maybe I'm not doing this the right way. Maybe my patterns of responding in the past aren't working out. Maybe there's something wrong with me. How can I learn from this moment? How can I get past this particular obstacle? If you never have failure, if you never have conflict, you are never going to develop yourself in life. So conflict is something you must welcome as a test and a challenge and a way to strengthen yourself up, because life is harsh, life is difficult. And if you're not tough in this world, you're gonna have a life of pain.
Comfort zone is killing you and it is painful to watch. And it's not even a big dramatic battle that you're losing, but a slow, silent, unnoticed death of your potential. And in some ways, that's even more sad. It's like watching someone blow out a candle for the final time. No explosion, just darkness. Every time you hit snooze, every time you break a promise to yourself, every time you choose comfort over discipline, another piece of you fades. Until one day, there is nothing left of fire, no drive, just the sour aftertaste of regret and bitterness. But here's the thing, you're not dead yet. The flame is not out. You've still got fight left in you. And guess what? There is nothing better than a comeback story. Start now. Small steps every day. I promise you, as soon as you gain some momentum, it will get easier. Hell, it will become fun. Just promise me you will not let the flame go out.
This is the idea that most people walk down this path that isn't really theirs. They're handed this default path, this default definition of success, these default settings of meaning, and accept them as their own and march blindly down that path. And they wake up at 50 years and maybe wonder what the hell they just did with their one life that they got a shot at. And you are the hero in your hero's journey. That is not a grandiose statement. That is true. You get one shot at all of this. So engage in something that matters to you.
I like it when the water is warm in the shower, but I built the muscle that allows me to turn it this way to make it cold, to build that muscle of doing the hard thing. I never want to go for the run. I like how I feel after. I have to force myself to do it. I have to push myself to do it. And I built the muscle that not just pushes myself to do it, but also pushes myself while I'm doing it to go further or to go faster. And it's that same muscle that I draw on when I find my attention wandering. You build this muscle, this discipline inside you that you can draw. And the Stoics would call this the command of oneself. Seneca says, no one is fit to rule who is not first master of themselves. The greatest empire is command of ourselves.
Confidence is not something you could fake. Arrogance is faked. It's people pretending to be somebody they're not or better than they are because they know they haven't done the reps. See, confident people don't have to walk around telling you they're ready because they look ready. You can just tell they're ready because they've actually gone through the reps and they truly are. Life is the same way as the battlefield. Challenges are coming. And if I do the reps, if I do the hard work before I get to those challenges, I'm going to be confident. And I'm going to be ready for those challenges. Now, I'm not going to go out and actually look for hard things to do. I'm going to try to do what I want to do and meet my goals, but it doesn't have to be harder just to make it feel like I've done more. But if they come, I want to be ready. And I get ready and I gain that confidence by doing the hard work when nobody else is willing to. By doing the hard work after hours. By getting up every single day knowing that if I go through the motions and the reps and the rehearsals, I can be ready and confident when challenges happen. When you do them now and you gain that confidence, that success is going to continue to grow. Go out every single day knowing you're ready for the fight or you're ready for the challenge because you've done the reps and you have the confidence. And let life bring it because you know you're gonna win.
We're not able to think. The most powerful weapon in the world, we walk around with it. It's our mind. It's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we've been born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
It says in that manual, it says, other than death, all failure is psychological. Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that. Just think about that. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will.
The biggest trophy that I ever got in my entire life was me, was really figuring out me. It's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about being accepted by your peers and everybody else. It's about figuring out who I am and being happy with who the I am. Even though I'm going to be judged for all these things.
Nobody understands you, because how could they? If you spend your whole life trying to be like nobody else, work harder than the average person, care more than anybody else would, what makes you think they'll understand? What you're looking for is rare. The same goes for me. And it might sound like bad news that this understanding you're looking for isn't easy to come by, but that's exactly why you want it. You know you could have the run-of-the-mill life that's easy to get, but it's not fulfilling. So recognize that more value requires more responsibility, and that responsibility is genuinely something to cherish.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
A lot of you right now are living in a fairy tale. What does every fairy tale have? Right in the middle. A dark moment. Every fairy tale has a dark moment. The decisions you make in that dark moment determine everything. If you're in that dark moment, and here's the thing, everybody thinks about the dark moment as a bad place. It's actually the complete opposite. Every win starts and ends in silence in the dark. Every change. You hear individuals that say, reach for the stars, right? I've heard this all the time. Reach for the stars, reach for the stars. When do you see the stars? During the daytime or night? When are they more clear? In the dark. If you're in that dark moment, this is your chance to either run or advance. The moment in the dark will either the fear would either propel you to where you want to be, or the doubt the dark creates will paralyze you and leave you there.
The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. And you know something? The statistics show that 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit. Our natural tendency is to sell ourselves short. Our natural tendency is to think of the reasons why we can't before we think of the reasons why we can. So the key to breaking ourselves out of the comfort zone and breaking ourselves loose of the shackle of helplessness is courage and confidence.
Someone once said to me, "Dylan, it's not you against the world." And I remember thinking, why would he say that? Then I remembered that I was spending a lot of time talking negatively about what other people were doing. I was working against myself instead of focusing on what I wanted to be doing. And when I did that, I was swimming upstream while everyone else was swimming downstream. And when you're swimming upstream, it feels terrible. And when I realized that, I got the courage to turn around. And now I'm swimming downstream just as fast as they are. And the more I paddle, the faster I go. And the more I pass by the things that I thought were holding me back. But I'm swimming downriver, and I don't know what's downriver. And so the number one thing that makes me want to turn around and start swimming back upriver again is I know what's upriver. It's safe. And I'm scared of what I don't know. And when you're swimming upriver, it takes so much work. It's exhausting and it hurts and you don't feel good, but at least you know it's safe up there. But safe is not progress. Easy is not progress. There is no progress without taking a risk, without swimming towards what you don't know. You can't move forward going backwards.
Everyone has the possibility to unlock something very, very special about him or herself. And it's up to your actions. Ultimately, it's you yourself who also is able to unlock it.
But to get prepared to go on that journey, to go from point A to point B, you have to believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself and start working on yourself, other people will see the effort you have put in. And more people will come to help you on your way. But the first step, the most important step that you hear from every single successful person, is that you have to believe, you have to do the mental work, you have to take out all the gunk and put in some light. Change is possible. It is possible. Your current situation won't always be this way. But it is your responsibility to believe in yourself and to believe that you can change and you can get out of it. Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself and you can do it.
And I said, you know what? I have to make my own way. I don't have to be like them. I can be original. I can do my thing, but I also don't need to swim upriver. I can swim downriver too and enjoy this. And enjoy my existence, and enjoy my uniqueness among the other swimmers. I don't have to be alone. So now I turn downstream and I go into the unknown. And I do that knowing there's no progress without risk. And most importantly, I know that if I don't take that risk, I'm failing myself. So now the choice is easy. I'm swimming downstream.
Why do we procrastinate? Why do we not do the stuff that we know we should do? It's because we think we have forever. You know, we think we're invincible. As they say, death is the only prophecy that never fails. Like, people think about, like, well, what would I do if I found out that I had cancer? Like, if you got a terminal diagnosis from a doctor, you go, what changes would I make? But the reality is you do have a terminal diagnosis. Like the second you were born, the doctor knew with 100% certainty that you would die. You just didn't know when. You know, it could be 8 years from now, it could be 8 decades from now. We don't know. But to live in ignorance or in rejection of that fact is to set yourself up, I think, more often than not, to waste your life.
Stop making excuses and start showing up. No matter how messy it is, you'll realize that everything you've been chasing is on the other side of what you've been avoiding. Get brutally honest about where you are and what you need to work on. It's not about being perfect. It's about being real with yourself and everyone around you. Drown out the noise, focus on what really matters, and tap into something deeper. Don't put it off another day. The time is now.
It's a lot easier to sit around and make a list of what you're going to do in the future. And so people will substitute that action for the action that will actually change them and make them better and move them closer to that version of who they know they can become. Just be careful. Be careful of getting caught in that planning phase of who you can become. Be careful of that planning phase, because the planning phase should be about 3 seconds long. And then it's time to go get after it.
Everybody thinks that failure is the opposite of success, but in reality, it's in action. Failure is simply a stepping stone. It's the XP that you need to level up. In action, on the other hand, halts all growth. If you don't act, you don't learn. If you don't learn, you don't grow. And if you don't grow, you will never achieve your dreams. That's why you need to get in motion. You need to take action, execute on your ideas, pursue your dreams. Stop worrying about what they'll think of you. Stop worrying about what if you fail. Stop concerning yourself over whether or not you're capable, and just do, move, act. Because when you finally start taking action towards your goals, your success is guaranteed.
When it comes to achieving your goals or making any kind of change, just stop overcomplicating it. There is no big secret. There is no magic formula. The only thing that you need to focus on is doing the reps. It is boring. It is tedious. It takes time. But if you are willing to show up every day and just focus on doing the reps, over time, the change will happen, the success will be created, your strength will build, and you will achieve everything that you want if you're willing to just keep showing up and doing the reps.
You have decided who you are and you have full confidence in it. No one can bother you. It doesn't matter what was said about me. I know what I think of myself. I lack nothing. I was created and tested before I was born. I don't need your approval. I don't need your validation. I don't need your love. I love myself so much. I love myself enough for the both of us. And it's all because I know who I am.
What you need is to master speed. Think about it. You have ideas, but instead of executing on them the second you have them, you start to think thoughts like, oh, what will they think of me? What if I fail? I am not capable. Then you hesitate, procrastinate, and you don't take action. But you wonder why your life doesn't change. Understand that the faster you act, the faster you learn. The faster you learn, the faster you grow. And the faster you grow, the faster you will achieve success. So act with haste. Execute with quickness. Master speed, and you will achieve the life of your dreams.
Attract what you are, not what you want. So everything that you are right now is what you're attracting. Your life billboard, what you put out, what you showcase, how you speak, how you move, how you treat people. That is who you are, and that is what you attract.
If you want a better life, you have got to be incredibly intentional about what you learn. And if you organize what you learn into a framework that the more you learn about it, the more value it creates in your life, that is going to be the quickest and fastest path to realizing a better version of yourself, a better life, and your dreams in general. That's how important organized, purposeful learning can be for you.
Start every single day with gratitude. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are in life. It doesn't matter how angry you are, bitter you are, probably more important if you're angry or bitter. Start every single day with gratitude, because the truth is somebody didn't wake up today that wishes that they had. Somebody didn't wake up today that had plans for today. So if you have the blessing of waking up tomorrow morning, give thanks. Start your day with gratitude. It's really difficult to find yourself in a negative place, a bad place, a down place, an angry place, when you come down to the simplest reality of gratitude every single morning.
Most people aren't even showing up. I promise you, if you show up every single day, consistently, that thing that separates you from your life changing forever will come.
Also, to condition myself to a certain vibe. That vibe is, I don't know what this life is going to bring, but there is no alternative than when the challenge comes, when life is getting hard, there is no alternative for me than to just keep going.